Chodesh Tov. We're in the middle of Piskat Ted Vav, paragraph 15, chapter 2. And this is a Rav Kook's commentary on Masechet Shabbat, on Daf Kav Bet, page 22, Masechet Shabbat. We'll quickly go through the Gemara. And being that we started this paragraph last week, we'll do a quick review. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amara. And Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Asur Lahartzot Ma'ot Keneged Ner Chanukah. I see that there are two Gersaot, Rav Ashi and Rav Asi. Down at the bottom, Rav Kook just writes Aleph Resh Aleph Amar Rabbi Aleph. So he doesn't decide which of the two is more accurate. The halacha is Asur Lahartzot Ma'ot Keneged Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count, to check your money, to check your coins by the Hanukkah candles. Ki amrita kamei de Shmuel, when this was taught before Shmuel, amarli, he asked, v'chiner kedusha yesh ba? Since when do the Hanukkah candles have kedusha? Matkif la Rav Yosef, v'chidam kedusha yesh bo? He asked to the same extent, since when does blood have holiness? De Tanya that we learned in a braita, v'shafach v'chisa. There's a hekesh, a connection between the slaughtering and the covering of the blood. When you slaughter fowl, birds, or chayot, wild animals like tzvi and ayal, the same way that you slaughter, you have to cover. Shelo yichasenu beregel. Chazal learn out from here that you're not allowed to kick the dirt over to cover the blood with your feet. That it's not considered honorable kavod to the mitzvah. Shiloyu mitzvot bezuyot alav. Right? When you kick dirt, I remember when I was a kid and I would see sometimes in baseball, you have the managers go over to the umpires and they're arguing with them. And somewhere along the line, they kick dirt on the umpire's shoes. That's like a sign of degradation. And somewhere along the line, the umpire throws you out. But I guess it's an unwritten rule that you're allowed to kick a little dirt. But the Gemara says, when you kick dirt, that's a degrading the mitzvah. And that's why you're not allowed to cover the blood with your foot. Hachinami, so too regarding the Hanukkah candles, shelo yu mitzvot bezuyot alav, that the mitzvot should not be degrading. In other words, mitzvot do not have kedusha. The mitzvot don't have holiness. And that's what we saw last week, that the difference mitzvot is the means. Kedusha is the end. And chas v'shalom, you're not allowed to confuse the two. And that's what Shmuel is asking, what's the matter with checking your money by the Hanukkah candles? Right? It's not kadosh, like tefillin, like mezuzah, like a sefer Torah, that you're not allowed to use it for secular things, right? Tzitzit. It's a mitzvah, but it's a secular clothing. You're allowed to go with tzitzit into the bathroom.
Doesn't have Shem Hashem on it.
It doesn't have God's name on it. There's a difference between mitzvah and kiddushah. And that's what Rav Kook said last week. The Gemara here is sending a very clear differentiation. Why? Because mitzvot are etzot. Mitzvot are good ideas. We saw that this is also in the Kabbalah and also in the Rambam. In other words, also rational philosophy and also Kabbalistic or more mystical. See the mitzvot as good ideas. And this is connected with the machloket, whether mitzvot atidot litbatel or not, the Gemara Masechet Nida, where Rav Kook in many places deals with the question, will mitzvot still be around in the future? And at the end of the shiur, we discussed that the future could mean Yimot HaMashiach, could mean Tchiyat HaMetim. There are a lot of different stages in the future. But the idea is that if the mitzvot really are etzot, theoretically, If we ever get to that level of Kedusha, that we don't need the mitzvot, then theoretically, then we really won't need the mitzvot. Just like Rav Kook writes, why women are exempt from mitzvot aseh she'azman grama? Why? Because they get to that spiritual level without the means. They get to the end without the means. So too, learning Torah. I mentioned Rav Kook's letter to his daughters, where he says that even for men, learning Torah is a bidyeved. But, and this is the last point that we mentioned last week, Rav Kook stresses very often that the bidyeved of man is the lechatchila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're in a world where man has to learn Torah to get to that level, or that women might have to learn Torah to get to that level, or that we do need these eitzot, these ideas, to get to that level of Kedusha, you're not allowed to degrade the mitzvot. And that's the message of the Gemara. Even if the mitzvot, even if the mitzvot are means to achieve the end, that doesn't degrade them. In other words, it's not on the level of the end, so you have to differentiate between the means and the end. Nevertheless, don't degrade the mitzvot. What did you want
Torah,
to say?
Torah is more than there's a mitzvah to learn Torah, but there's more. But Torah is more than a mitzvah. Torah is the thought of God. So participating in the thought of God is a higher value. I mean,
okay, participating in the thought of God. You're talking about learning Torah. That's not the topic today. The topic today is doing the mitzvot. Mitzvot ma'asiyot. Now it's true that learning Torah, even if it's not la vili de ma'aseh, for example, when you're learning about the korbanot in a time where there's no Beit HaMikdash, or you're learning mitzvot which say are obsolete, that aren't around anymore, nevertheless, you are connecting with God with the end. The Torah is holy. The Torah is kodesh. It's not a means. That is part of the end. We're talking today about the mitzvot, which are the means.
Wait, so what's lechatchila for a man to do? Rav Kook, if he says that learning Torah is only bidyeved.
Where today is definitely lechatchila. The lechatchila, in the time of Adam HaRishon, the time of Avram Avinu, they didn't need to sit and learn Masechet Baba Kama. As they got to that godliness, to that level, without needing that day-to-day learning. Right? And we spoke about that when we discussed Chacham Adif Minavi. You can find it on the internet. Okay. We're on the, in the left, in the second, Ki'im, Kaf Aleph. It's 2, 4, like the 12th line, Kaf Aleph. Ki'im tzarich ladat. Ki ha mitzvot movilot otanu el derech hachayim ve'atov. The mitzvot are the means, with a capital T. There's no other way to get to the ends of a good life, the way of life and a good life. Ela or ha'elyon, to the godly light, sheganaz tzur olamim betorato torat chayim. That God, as if it were hid inside his Torah, Vehin kedoshot mitzad kedushat ha-tachlit ha-museget mehen. Here Rav Kook is dealing with a very interesting concept. Pretty soon he'll reveal his cards. He's asking a brilliant question. And already I have to get it out of my system. His question is brilliant. Hare we say in Hanero Talalu, Kodesh hen. That is against a Gemara Mefurashet. It's a brilliant question. And here Rav Kook is beginning to hint to the answer that yes, the mitzvot are means. They're not kodesh, they're mitzvot. But, again, we'll read the punchline. Vehen kedoshot mitzad kedushat hatachlit Hamuseget mehen. They are holy. You can call them holy, even though they're not holy, that you're not allowed to relate to them as holiness, like the Gemara says. Right? I think we mentioned last week. You're not allowed to put tzitzit in the Gneza with Sifrei Torah and Tfilin Mezuzot. You're not allowed to, because it's turning the Gneza into a garbage pail. You're not allowed to mix the levels, Again, as we've said many times, lahavdil bein kodesh lekodesh. The mitzvot, here Rav Kook is saying though, how is it correct to relate to the mitzvot as kodesh? To the fact that they are a means to get you to that godly level of kedusha. Okay, as a means to kodesh, there is or HaKodesh. There is light of Kiddusha in the mitzvot.
Well, the purpose is Kadosh, and therefore they have that element.
They have a certain element of Kiddusha, although you're not allowed to refer to them. It has to be Min HaShamayim. I learn with Moti on Shabbat, Tzidkat HaTzadik, of Rav Tzadok Milublin. And it was just Min HaShamayim that we just learned this Piska, this Shabbat, yesterday. It's a Piska Samech Aleph, on page 24. Where he talks exactly about this, and he brings a couple of nice Ma'amari Chazal, ki amitzvot ha-ma'asiyot hem anotnim kiddusha ba'adam. The practical mitzvot, and again, we're not talking about limud Torah, which has that kadosh aspect in unto itself. The practical mitzvot, which are the means, they do add kiddusha to a person. They bring out the kiddusha which we have inherently in our potential. They bring realize our holy potential. As we spoke about last week, a Jewish person does have Kiddushah, just like Sefer Torah, just like Tefillin. We are not mitzvot. We're on a higher level. We have Kiddushah. Okay, we are godly in unto ourselves. How does this godliness come out? Through the mitzvot. Kumo shemevarchin. Right, that's the bracha that we make. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu. God commanded us to do the mitzvot, and that command adds to our kedusha, brings out the kedusha which we have in our potential. Right, a goy can put on tefillin, doesn't do anything for him. V'ne'emar, another nice proof, kadshenu b'mitzvotecha. Simple term that we say all the time. Most people don't notice. I admit I never noticed it. Right, kadshenu b'mitzvotecha, make us holy through the mitzvot. V'ne'emar, another nice proof, v'asitem et kol mitzvotai v'yitem kedoshim. Okay, when you do the mitzvot, that is how you realize your holy potential of Israel. Avi, what do you want to say?
So, if something that's not kodesh, but is a means of to do a mitzvah, to bring kedusha, such as Hanukkah candles or tzitzit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not kodesh, but it has a sort of kedusha to it because it helps us become kodesh because we're doing a mitzvah.
It helps us reveal our kedusha.
So we still have this mitzvah of separating between things that are actually kodesh, like a sefer Torah,
right,
and things that are only sort of kodesh, like tzitzit right, and Hanukkah candles.
Right.
So my two questions to that are: so first of all, in the Haneret Halalu, we're not making that distinction. We are saying Kodesh Hem, right, as though it's a Sefer Torah and not Tzitzit.
Well, that's the question.
Yeah.
The answer is what Rav Kook is saying. And there's when the rabbis wrote the Haneret Halalu, they knew the Gemara at least, right, as well as we do.
I'm just not following the answer.
Yeah.
It seems like the answer is saying, so then everything's Kodesh that we do mitzvahs with.
So that's where the halacha makes the distinction. Again, there are certain chafatzim. There are certain chafatzim which are kodesh.
Right.
Like we said, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, they are kodesh. Other things which have kiddush aspects of kiddusha in them. Why? To the extent that they help us reveal the kiddusha that we have. We're up here together with the Sefer Torah. Kedushat Am Yisrael, Kedushat Eretz Yisrael, and Kedushat Torah Yisrael, and Kedushat Shabbat, those are all inherent Kiddushot. And therefore, so you're asking, where is the line? The line is here as opposed to here.
Avi, if I can do sort of boldness to rephrase Avi's question, it seems to me that Avi's asking, instead of Hanero, Halal is saying Kodesh Hem, you should say Makadesh Hem. They make other things, they bring the Kiddusha than us, but they themselves are not intrinsically Kadosh.
That's half of it, and the other half is the practical halacha is that we can't use it, just like we can't use a Sefer Torah.
No, but that's what the Gemara is saying. The fact that we can't use it is like dam. That's why it says, V'chidam Kiddusha Yeshbo. Blood isn't Kodesh. Nobody would think, raise on their wildest dreams that the blood of a chicken is holy. It's not holy. But we can't use it because you're not allowed to degrade the mitzvot. So you're asking... What?
You can use blood, can't you?
No, in every halakha, the chazal, the halakha, make the define what is degrading. As you could say, theoretically, to cover blood is degrading. The Torah says, no, you have to cover the blood. How do you cover it? Don't kick it with your feet, right? It's not an umpire, but do it respectfully with your hand. And in everything, it's... If they would have said, you know, yeah, you're not allowed to use the blood afterwards, I would understand that also. But we're talking about mitzvot midrabanan. And the rabbis, what is mitzvot drabanan? The rabbis decide A, B, and C, and not D, E, and F. You know, you could ask, well, if you were on the Sanhedrin, maybe you would have added D. Not to C. Yeah. No, it's a legitimate question, and you know. But
it seems like they're more machmir on things that they're rabbanan because say sukkah or arba minim, you can throw those in the trash after.
Then also the minhag is also not to use it as degrading.
Right, but technically, you could take your arba minim and throw in the trash.
Same thing with tzitzit. The same thing with mitzvot. On the other hand, the minhag is to do it respectfully. We spoke about that last week. Tzitzit, you put them in a bag, put that bag in a bag, and then you can put it in the geniza. Right, or the minhag for the lulav and the aravot is to use it to burn the matz, the chametz, and okay. Alken, ein laharchik tziur hana. By the way, my project this year, if you haven't noticed, I mentioned relatively a lot the midrash halacha. I found in the Mechilta this idea is mamash mefurash. The diukim of Rav Tzadok are a nice diukim, but it's actually found in the Torah Shebaal Peh. Mechilta, as you know, is the oral law. It's the Tanaic. It's just like a Mishnah, but instead of being divided according to topic, Zerayim Moed Nashim Nezikim, it's divided set according to the order of the pasuk of the psukim. So on the pasuk, Vanshei Kodesh Tiyun Li, the Mechilta says, Shamakum Mechadesh Mitzvah, when the Torah reveals to us a mitzvah, al Yisrael, who mosif lahem kiddusha. Right. God is the Torah, Rahman.
Yeah.
Right? When God reveals to us a mitzvah, reveals a mitzvah to Israel, he adds kiddusha. Okay? Again, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav. Okay. Ela she'atachlit shel mitzvot alo tuchal litzdayer b'ofanim nemuchim. Here is getting to a new point. As soon as you say that the mitzvot are means, not ends, that opens the possibility, if we said that this is the end, this is kedusha, godliness, light, the mitzvot are the means to get to that, there are a lot of different levels on the way. And therefore, and not only that, as Rav Kook is going to say, throughout history, the very same mitzvah sometimes is given an explanation on a low level, and 2,000 years later, it will be given an explanation on a higher level. And here, as soon as we're talking about a quantitative difference, that opens us up to problems, right? Saying, for example, that if a certain reason was given for a mitzvah 2,000 years ago that doesn't apply anymore, so it's down here, so what? So we're going to degrade mitzvot? Okay, see where Rav Kook is going, kind of from the Gemara. Let's see it inside. Again. Al ken ein l'archik tziur hana midivrei mitzvah. The idea of the havamina, that you might count or check your money by the light of the Chanukah candles, that is a legitimate havamina. Havamina, as you might have thought, right? Something that you wouldn't even ask regarding something which is Kodesh. Right, because we're talking about a mitzvah, not kedusha. Ke'otoa tziyur shel kedusha. It's not the same thing as the end. There is a difference between the means and the end, and you have to keep that differentiation. Ela she'atachlit shel mitzvot halo tuchal litzdayer bofanim nemuchim. Once you're talking about the mitzvot as means, as etzot, as ideas, sometimes that opens you up to offering a lower, or even lowly, and maybe something that might eventually get out of style, out of vogue, or out of logic. Maybe it was a logical explanation 2,000 years ago. It's not logical anymore.
And
anybody who learns Moren Nevuchim, right? And then they say, it doesn't help me, so I don't need the mitzvah anymore. Anybody who's learned the Moren Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel, which is 9 times out of 10 when people quote the God for the Perplexed, they're quoting the third part, which talks about the Tamei Mitzvot. And some of it is very interesting. A lot of it, maybe even most of it, does not really speak to modern man. That's the beauty of Rav Kook's Afikim Banegev, where maybe somewhere along the line we'll give a shiur on Afikim Banegev, where Rav Kook has a beautiful, beautiful, it's one of his earliest Sfarim. It's found in Otsrot HaRe'iyah, where he talks about modern Ta'amei HaMitzvot. Ta'amei HaMitzvot for modern man. And he goes in totally different directions from the Sefer HaChinuch and from the Rambam. And it's really Rav Kook in his creative best. Tuchal litztayer ke'ilu no'adu la'vi et ha'adam li'tu'udato ha'chomrit levada. Sometimes, and again, look at the Rambam and Moren Nevuchim and Sefer HaChinuch, when they talk about sometimes that a certain mitzvah is healthy. Right? Some people talk about it's not healthy to eat pig, or it is healthy to observe the laws of family purity, or it's not healthy to eat things that aren't kosher and carnivorous animals, right? They eat right, the non-kosher birds, they eat the pigarim, those animals that died, and they died from sickness. So you indirectly get your sickness through those non-kosher animals.
And meat and milk, that there are different enzymes required right. to digest them and all.
Right,
that.
And so for certain people in certain times, that idea of seeing the mitzvot as a means is legitimate, but that is a low level. Sometimes some people see the mitzvot that their goal is to raise man out of his primitiveness, to become modern, to become cultured. And it's true, that was part of the benefit of the mitzvot. That, yes, they did little by little raise man from being primitive. Shalpi ela ashkafot. But if that's all what the mitzvot are, and again, if you're looking at the mitzvot as means, and at the lower part of the means, the bottom part of the means, This brings the danger that we might degrade the mitzvot. In other words, as soon as you say that the mitzvot are not holy, they are etzot, sometimes they might not even apply, then man is going to come and say, okay, so we can degrade the mitzvot. You can say, modern man, he's sophisticated, he's not primitive anymore, he has advanced, he doesn't have slaves anymore, we don't need the Torah anymore. Right? I mentioned once, I think the biggest understatement that I've ever seen is Yud Lamed Gordon, Yudalev Gordon. I mentioned it once here.
Yeah,
I speak in so many places I don't remember where I mentioned it. Where he talks about how the mitzvot were good. He says the mitzvot, the goal of the mitzvot is to distance us from the goyim. That we shouldn't eat with them, we shouldn't drink with them. But he says now, he's writing this in the late 19th century, about 60 years before the Holocaust, now that the non-Jews are not primitive anymore, and they will never go back to their barbaric ways of slaughtering Jews like they used to. He says, just like you can't turn the sun back once it has risen, so we don't need the mitzvot anymore. That's a classic havamina that Rav Kook is coming to fix. But according to this, if you're looking at the mitzvot as means, there is that danger of degrading the mitzvot. Urchokim heim mitoavot shel avodah zara vav Yisrael. And again, if such a large percentage in the Rambam's Morim Vuchim of the mitzvot is, why don't we eat blood? Why don't we eat basar v'chalav? Why don't we have kilayim? Why don't, it's all lafuke from avodei avodah zara. That the paganists, they used to do it that way, and we, in order to separate ourselves from them, we dumf could do it differently, and we don't eat blood, and we and korbanot. The Rambam there says that why do we have sacrifices? Because the primitive man needed the right. That was his the way of, and according to that, Rav Kook says, modern man, there's the danger of him saying, okay, so we don't need the mitzvot anymore. Again, degrading the mitzvot. You'll see as we're going how Rav Kook is connecting it to the Gemara. Yeah. Ela shetzarich lahakir shemitzvot hashen shein etzot nifla'ot. Yes, they are etzot. They're ideas, they're suggestions, but they're etzot nifla'ot. They are outstanding etzot. Mimifla'ot tmim de'im. From who is the advisor, the suggester? He is the perfect knowledge. He knows everything. Latzliach et ha'adam la'ad. And he is the one, these are mitzvot, that will bring, that are in man's benefit forever. Yesh betu'udat tachlitan dvarim nizgavim v'na'alim. And there are very high, lofty things behind the mitzvot. And as mankind grows more, as we learn more and more Kabbalah and Chassidut, we'll reveal a lot of these tamei mitzvot, which are a lot more deep than that which primitive man was capable of understanding. The Vilna Gaon, for example, goes so far as to say that even mitzvot d'rabbanan, even rabbinical mitzvot that were made by man, by rabbis, for specific reasons, there is a lot of Kabbalistic reasons behind those mitzvot that even if some of them might not apply anymore, you got to continue doing them. Why? Because there's a lot more than meets the eye. He writes that, for example, regarding Mayim Achronim, right? Even in places where there's no Melech Sedomit, where there's no salt of Sodom, Vilna Gaon says you have to continue to do Mayim Achronim. Why? Because there are a lot of deep Kabbalistic, symbolic, mystical, godly light, even in rabbinical mitzvot. How much more so, a million times over, regarding mitzvot from the Torah.
You wouldn't sell the Rambam so short in the Morin Buchim either when he says that things are because of Avodah Zorah. There could be the lower Avodah Zorah and the higher Avodah Zorah too.
Okay. If you take the Rambam at face value, unfortunately, you could come up to look at Yeshaya Leibovich. Yeshaya Leibovich takes the mitzvot based on the Rambam in Morin Buchim, and he says, okay, this doesn't apply anymore, this doesn't apply anymore, etc.
A lot of people not necessarily only from our Beit Midrash warn us not to take the Morin Nevuchim at face value. Yeah. Leo Strauss, for example.
Okay. Dvarim ramim ka'ele shegam biyot ha'adam b'matzav shleimut midotav haskalato v'akarato ha'nechona yimtza ba'en hod v'tiferet nitzchit. By the way, the pasuk which the Rambam and which Rav Kook is bringing the idea of Eitzot Niflaot or Eitzot Mirachok, it's in Yeshayahu Kafhei, chapter 25, Pasuk Aleph 1. Just read it from inside. Hashem Elokai Ata, God, you are my Lord, you are my God, Aruincha Odeshimcha, I will raise you, I will thank you, your name. Ki asita pele etzot mirachok emuna omen. Again, your advice is astounding. It's wondrous. It's advice from on high, from far, from somebody who has a bird's eye view. So on the one hand, the mitzvot, as we're saying the whole time, they are advice. They're good ideas. They are beneficial. They are means. But don't degrade that idea. Sometimes a means, you could say the breathing is a means. Right? The goal of life isn't to breathe. But sometimes a means is so important, you cannot live without it, right? You can't get to where you want to go without these means.
The word niflaot and pelet, I mean, nisim v'niflaot, when you say that that's a, that it's a pelet or niflaot, it means that there is, it is a, it is a, that is an eitzah that's capable of making a supernatural change.
Yeah. And it's capable of making a supernatural change. By the way, this this piska here, the idea that he's talking about mitzvot, I think I might have mentioned once, there's everybody knows in Gush Emunim, when I came to Aretz and Tavshin Lamedet, that was when Gush Emunim was in its getting into high gear. It was right after Menachem Begin won the elections on the slogan, "You od harbe elone more," there will be a lot more settlements, and things were really in Kedumim, in Karnei Shomron, in Kiryat Arba, in Kfar Etzion, and the two clear leaders of the Mitnachlim were Rav Levinger and Hanan Porat, both of them very extremely idealistic people, but two people who would disagree on just about every topic. And anyone who was in any of the meetings would tell that they would just on, they would go till 3 o'clock in the morning, and neither of them would mivater. Somewhere along the line, you know, it would usually get to something like, okay, let's ask Rav Tzvi Yehuda. Both of them were close students of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook. And one of the famous arguments that I heard from people came up very often was when they were in the middle of a heated debate, and it was time, sunset was coming, and Hanan Porat would be the one to say, let's take a break, we have to daven mincha. Rav Levinger was a Rav, Talmid Chacham, he said, Hosek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. Anybody who knows halakha knows that when you're dealing in the mitzvot, you know, if you're dealing with one mitzvah, you're exempt from the other mitzvah. And again, that's part of the idea, that mitzvot are means. So if you're getting to the goal through one means, you don't need the other means. That's the idea of someone who's doing a mitzvah is exempt from the other mitzvah. To which Hanan Porat would always answer, yes, we are exempt from mincha, but I want to daven mincha. My heart wants to daven. It's a good idea to daven, right? It's good for us. It's healthy. So both are true, right? But yeah, kiyum ha'uma shehi nikeret b'mitzvot ner Chanukah v'zichron hanes. Here, Rav Kook is tying it, as we've seen in previous paragraphs. Chanukah is a national holiday. It's the holiday of the saving of the nation of Israel, both spiritual and physical, nationally, militarily, politically. Lo yitzayer ha'adam tachlit emdata uma bichlala, rak kamo hechsher ubeit kibul lahana'a pratit shel kol yachid al pi midato. If Chanukah represents the Jewish nation, oy vavoy, chas v'shalom, you shouldn't see the Jewish nation as a means to count your money, as a means for some lowly a purpose, benefit. Tachlit nemucha kazu mashpila hi laredet ad hacheshbon hashafel shel hapruta. Rav Kook has very nice symbolically, he's saying, what is the idea of checking your coins? It's small cash. It's petty, right? It's checking your pennies, going down to. And he obviously is referring to the idea that we saw 2 years ago when we learned in Orot, where Rav Kook writes that, maybe I'll just read the punchline inside, because we haven't seen it for 2 years. In Sefer Orot, Orot Yisrael. Page 160. Ein hamdina ha'osher elyon shel ha'adam. A state is not a means. It's not an end. It's not the source of happiness. It's not happiness. Having a state is not happiness. Rav Kook here is talking about, what about the question, if our tikva, if ha'tikva is liyot am chofshi ba'artzenu, if the hope is to be a free people, is that a good hope? Is it a legitimate hope? Rav Kook says, regarding other countries, regarding most countries, it's not a and it's a means. Ze nitan le'yamer b'mdina regila. This is true regarding all the countries in the world, except Israel. Regarding all of the states, eina ola le'erech yoter gadol mi'chevrat achrayut gedola. What is the idea of having a government in America or in France? Somebody to take achrayut, to take responsibility, to make sure that there's an economy, to make sure that there's security, to make sure that everyone has what to eat, to make sure that the government is functioning, etc., etc. In other words, a country is a means. Shenisharu hamunei ha'ideot she'nateret ha'chaim shel anoshut merachfim ima'ala ve'nam nogim ba. Ma she'en ken medina she'biyesoda idealit. ומדינה זו היא מדינתנו, מדינת ישראל, יסוד כיסא השם בעולם. That Am Yisrael, as the nation of Israel, is totally different. The nation of Israel, as we said last week, is Kodesh, it's holy. It's not a means. It's not, the reason we want a state isn't to make sure that every Jew has what to eat, even though that in itself is something important. But if the goal is to bring God to the world, God is seen in the world through the history of Israel, through the prophets of Israel, through the army of Israel, through the politics of Israel, through the nation of Israel. That is holiness. So when we're talking about Chanukah, Chanukah is connected with the goal, not the means, especially when you're talking about a cheap means that you can make the mistake, just like by mitzvot. You can make the mistake of suggesting you can make do with a lower explanation of the mitzvah, or a lower explanation of the nation of Israel. Now, Herzl was correct. Yes, we do need a state to solve the problem of anti-Semitism, but that is a relatively lower reason.
But it didn't even do that.
It definitely did it to a large extent. The Holocaust proved that, yes, we need a state of Israel, and the state of Israel, Baruch Hashem, if we didn't have an atom bomb today, we'd be in a bad situation. Nevertheless, that is not the high reason of having a chosen people, of a Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, right?
But Rav Kook said over here that the state is an end and not a means, or it's a
correct.
Means?
Correct. The Jewish state, is an end. Correct. Yeah. That's what Am Yisrael is about.
And that's why in other states you can have separation of religion and state, because the ideas are up here, and the state is in its constitution only is not going to interfere with
correct.
You pursuing whatever ideas you
correct.
Pursue, as long as they don't interfere
right.
with somebody else's life, liberty.
Right, I'll just say it, that the idea of separation of church and state is good and is important regarding the non-Jewish countries, not in the nation of Israel, where the church and the state are one and the same. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, he's a national leader and a religious leader. If you check in next week,
and the
in
king
2 weeks.
Also on Har HaBayit.
Yeah, the king is on Har HaBayit. The in 2 weeks in the perek of Rosh Yehudi, I deal with the question. Somebody asked me, "What's the difference between Jew and Israeli?" And obviously, everybody knows that historically in the Tanakh, we're always called Israelis. Am Yisrael, the nation of Israel. The term Jew, where did that come from? It started after there was a split between the nation of Israel, the 10 tribes, and the 2 tribes. So to differentiate, so these were called, Mordechai is called a Ish Yehudi, right? But the idea is it never is accurate really to say that we are all Jews, because Kohanim are not from the tribe of Judah. Ethiopians are not from the tribe of Judah. Levi, Kohanim, Mordechai was from Binyamin. It was the real term is Israel, which is a nation and a religion. When Ruth wants to convert, she says to Naomi, Amech Ami Velokayach Elokai. Your nation is my nation, your God is my God. Right? It's one and the same in Am Yisrael. Jew and Israeli is meant to be one and the same, and statistically that's really what's happening over the last century.
You wrote the decision about it in 2 weeks.
Sorry?
You started saying that in 2 weeks.
Also, in 2 weeks, in Rosh Yehudi, that's the topic of the column.
Oh, okay.
Shirak Bishvil Ka. Wow.
We can do a part three.
It's going to take a break. It's going to take a part. Finish it next week, man.
Yeah.
The rest of it is not dispensable. We have to do another part.
Okay. We have to stop here anyway, so it's not that we have too much of a choice. Okay.
Right.